This year's Iditarod is shaping up to be a fast one. The leaders are already out of the Rainy Pass checkpoint. Whitehorse musher Sebastian Schnulla is in front. He left the checkpoint at 2:20 this afternoon, but he doesn't have much breathing room. John Baker from Kotzebue and Warren Palfrey from British Columbia are only about 20 minutes behind. Ray Reddington Jr. and Zach Steer and Paul Gebhardt are also close behind. A number of teams are resting at Rainy Pass, including Hans Gott, Sim Smith, Ali Zirkel, and Jeff King. Mushers this year will not be getting a lot of sleep on the trail. The 1,000-mile race is known for pushing mushers to the extremes of sleep deprivation. But as APRN's Annie Fite reports, the top contenders are expecting even less shut-eye than usual this year.
At the race start this year, Whitehorse musher Sebastian Schnulla was already preparing for a speedy Iditarod, and he seemed ready to accept the consequences.
I kind of think I can forget about sleep.
Schnulla says he usually gets about 4 hours of sleep each night during the 1,000-mile races. He didn't participate in this year's Yukon Quest, but he watched with interest as sleep time for the leaders plummeted to a new low. Hans Gott, also from Whitehorse, won that race in record time.
That was probably the race where I slept the least in my whole career. Like, I counted it up, it added up to 5.5 hours in 9 days.
Gott doesn't rely on any caffeine to keep him awake. He says stimulants just make him feel worse. Most mushers say they're conditioned to function on little sleep, but the human body does need some rest. As sleep deprivation sets in, even simple tasks can seem overwhelming. Sheep Mountain musher Zach Steer says pushing the no-sleep boundary too far can be disastrous.
Mushers are facing that dilemma. We are doing a lot more on even less rest, and it does affect our performance and our attitudes. And so for me, it's really important to get my run-rest schedule to minimize the amount of time that I'm running in the very middle of the night. Because that, you know, no matter how tired I am, if it's 3 a.m, I'm even more tired. So as much as I can, I try to set it up so I'm stopped, whether on the trail or at a checkpoint during that time of the day. Try to do as much of the running, either during daylight hours if it's not too hot, or early morning or late evening.
Of course, as mushers cut their own sleep time, that means they're also taking away rest from their dogs. Steer placed 4th in this year's Yukon Quest, opting to give his dogs more rest than the lead mushers. He says the dogs are capable of a lot, but there is a limit to what they can do.
I don't know if we're there yet. I think the Quest allowed us to do a very extreme and rugged schedule, but the Quest also had a very good trail and fairly good weather conditions. I think that the strategy of minimizing rest will not work if the trail conditions or the weather gets very difficult at the end of the race. And so it's a risk that you take in the beginning.
Kisilov musher Paul Gebhardt was one of the first to push the dogs toward longer runs. He points out the strategy hasn't resulted in faster times overall to Nome. Martin Boozer's 2002 race record still stands, but he says it has changed the race.
A lot more people are realizing what I realized 15 years ago, because I grew up around animals, that these dogs are capable of so much more than what we've given them credit for over the years, or what people have given them credit for over the years. You know, people say, well, you can't run a dog 100 miles without resting. And well, yes, you can, as long as he eats. So they're no different than the human beings, what I see. I've got dogs that don't need rest. I've got dogs that need more rest. So it's the same thing.
Togue musher Hugh Neff counts himself among the humans who don't need much sleep. He didn't even worry about stocking up the night before the race.
I don't need that sort of stuff, though. I mean, people don't realize it, but this is how we live every day. I was up all night until midnight hanging out listening to Hobo Jim last night, and he's like the guy who comes and gives me my pep talks every year.
Neff says he'll have plenty of time to sleep later. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Fite.